First Kings chapter 6, verse 37 to 38. First Kings 6, 37 to 38. In the fourth year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the month of Ziv. In the 11th year, in the month of Bul, which is the 8th month, the house was finished throughout all its parts and according to all its plans. So he was 7 years in building it. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you. Thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love, God. Thank you for being here with us. Just pray, God, that you will come and speak to us, God. Thank you for your kindness. And we just want to connect with you today, this morning, and all throughout today, God. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This is a short passage summing up the work of King Solomon in terms of building the temple of the Lord. And it says at the end of verse 38, he was 7 years in building it. 7 years is a long time. So the title of today's devotional is Long-Term Perspective. I want to encourage us to have a long-term perspective in our Christian journey. What were you doing 7 years ago? Take a moment. 30 seconds. Think about it. 7 years ago, where were you? What were you doing? Seven years ago is a long time to kind of look back. You probably don't remember. So what you need is you need to go on to Facebook and you need to scroll down to see all your photos and kind of see where you were at. That's what I was doing this morning as I was kind of thinking about the message. And always very interesting to look back 7 years. And with the way Facebook is designed on your mobile phone, you have to kind of scroll down. So you have to see all throughout all the past different photos. And 7 years ago, 2011, it's April now, I was getting ready. Back then, I was so ready in my heart to leave SP. I was ready to leave SP Hong Kong. I was going to go to Korea. And I had all these heart issues in my heart regarding, I don't know, my place here. I felt like I didn't belong in SP. I didn't belong with Pastor Sam. So I was all ready to go. I was just going to leave Hong Kong, go to Korea, start my own, you know, ministry. Not start my own ministry, but discover my own ministry. And 2011 is the year when the Lord kind of did a work in my heart to kind of convince me to stay and to be faithful here at this church. And look, 7 years later, I'm still here. I'm still faithful. And I still love being here. And so God's really done a work in my heart in the past 7 years. And I just want to encourage you to kind of have a long-term perspective in your Christian journey. When I read that, it took 7 years for King Solomon to build it, I was quite inspired because honestly, I don't think there is anything that I was doing 7 years ago that I am consciously pursuing right now, right? Something that I started 7 years ago and I'm consciously thinking about it and pursuing it and trying to achieve it. And I understand that times are different. Probably if King Solomon was building his temple now, it wouldn't have taken 7 years. It would have taken much shorter. But I think what's true that we can kind of take away from that little passage is some things do take a long time to build, right? Some things do take a long time to build in your own life, in your own heart. And so I just have two thoughts regarding this topic, having a long-term perspective. One, I want to encourage you to take a long-term perspective in reviewing your journey with God. have a long-term perspective in reviewing your journey with God. Oftentimes, what I find is we are kind of stuck in like the immediate perspective. You know, we only look at how are we doing right now? How am I feeling right now? You know, how am I overcoming certain sins right now? How am I, how am I growing right now? You know, we kind of only look at kind of the very immediate timeline in our lives, and we kind of judge, have we been growing? Have we been, are we doing well? Are we doing bad? And we only look at kind of the immediate past. And I want to encourage us, let's not do that. Let's look 5 years ago, 10 years ago, where were you in your life and have you grown? If you look back 5 years ago from today, 10 years ago from today, I usually find that it's encouraging when I do that. If I look back 10 years and I go, man, yeah, God has been faithful in those 10 years. And I may not be where I want to be necessarily right now, but if I look back 10 years where I was and what I was doing, the struggles that I was having and the insecurities that I was dealing with, and then now where I am, man, God has been faithful and he has helped me grow and he has helped me overcome so many things. Usually it's encouraging. Right? If you look back 10 years ago and you find that it's discouraging, you know, and you look back 10 years ago and you're like, man, I was actually doing better than I was doing now, or there were some things that I was doing 10 years ago that I'm still doing now, try to focus on the positives and be encouraged. But also let the Holy Spirit speak to you. If you find that you look back 5, 10 years ago and you actually find it's discouraging you, maybe it's because you stopped building, right? Within that time frame, maybe God was kind of encouraging you and motivating you and kind of calling you to do something, but you stopped doing it. And so let the Holy Spirit speak to you through that as well and see, maybe you need to start building again. And start pursuing the things that God put on your heart all those years ago. But usually I find that it's encouraging to have a long-term perspective in reviewing your journey. To kind of see, not just like yesterday I was doing this and today I'm doing this. And I kind of only looking at the immediate past. But to look back 5, 10 years and think, wow, yeah, God has been faithful in my journey. God has been faithful in my life and I've grown. And I am overcoming. And the second thing, the second thought, take the long-term perspective in looking ahead, you know, for your Christian journey, for your life. Some things, as I said, take a long time to build. Some things take a long time to build in our lives. If you look at Luke chapter 2, there you find two characters. Their names are Simeon and Anna. And basically, they waited a lifetime. Right, they were focused on one thing for a lifetime, praying and waiting to see the Messiah, to see the Anointed One, to see the Savior. And then Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple. And then they realize, man, this is the thing that I've been living for all their lives. And that's way more than 7 years. And this one thing is what they kept on pursuing for their whole lifetime. And so I want us to take a long-term perspective. You know, sometimes, same thing, we get so kind of, I guess our culture, we're so in conditioned to look for instant gratification, right? Instant results, instant pleasure. And so we don't like it when we have to wait a long time and pursue a long time and pray for a long time and seek for something for a long time. We're quite impatient, right? There's a funny joke about someone that really wanted to learn patience, and so he began to pray to God, right? And he said to the Lord, Lord, I want patience. Give me patience right now. You know, Lord, give me patience right now. And that's exactly the opposite. I mean, I don't have to explain the joke, right? But that's exactly the opposite. But sometimes we're so impatient, and we want results, and we want growth, and we want to see things happen right now. But what's true is sometimes things just take a long time. So I think we need to ask the Lord, you know, God, what are you doing in my life? And is there something that you want to build in my life? You know, in my heart, in my life, maybe some disciplines, spiritual disciplines, maybe certain growth areas. You know, there are things that he wants to build in my life, courage, patience, things like that, character in the next 7 years. God, is there something that you want me to kind of focus on in the next 7 years that you're building in my heart and building in my life? You know, having a long-term perspective and giving yourself that grace to say, you know what, it's okay if I fail right now because I am growing. You know, if I have that 10-year perspective, if I started out here, and there might be down ups and downs, but I'm going to be growing. Lord, is there something you want to build through my life in the next 7 years or in the next 10 years? You know, King Solomon, I mean, he had a 7-year project in building this temple, and he stayed faithful through it. And is there anything that the Lord wants to do through your life in the next 7 years? Yeah. I look back at my life 7 years ago, and I'm encouraged that I have been continuing on here at SP, and that God has, even though there isn't anything consciously that I have been pursuing and focusing on in the past 7 years, I look back 7 years ago, and now we're here, and we are in this new sanctuary, and we have such a growth in our church size and staff size, and God has allowed me to be faithful in kind of, I guess, building the house, building SP in the past 7 years. And it's encouraging, you know, to think like, to look back at God's faithfulness and how he has been with us, how he's been with me. And so, yeah, let's just take a moment. I want to encourage you just to close your eyes and let's just pray. Let's ask the Lord. First, yeah, I want you to take a moment to think back 7 years ago or 10 years ago. Where were you in terms of your Christian life? What was God doing in your heart 10 years ago? And then let's look ahead 10 years from now. Where do you want to be? And what are the things that you're asking the Lord to kind of do in your heart and through your life? And yeah, let's just ask the Lord to kind of help us to be faithful in the next 10 years of our journey. Pastor Andrew will lead us in a song, and let's just take this time to meditate and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Father God, thank you. First, we want to thank you for your faithfulness, God, in the past 7 or 10 years, God, of our lives. God, how you have faithfully built us, Lord. You've moved in our hearts and you've grown us, God, and you have helped us overcome so many things, God, and you have fashioned us into who we are right now. Second, we want to repent if there are things that we had stopped building in these past 7 years, God. We kind of gave up. We kind of gave up pursuing, and we gave up our focused life, God, on the things that you have kind of put in our hearts, God. We want to repent of that, and I pray that you would reawaken those things, Lord, and put them into our minds, God, so that we can start building again. And thirdly, for the next 10 years of our lives, God, Lord, would you show us what are some of the things that you are doing that you want us to continue, Lord, and I pray that we would be able to stay faithful, God, and stay focused, God, as Solomon stayed focused the 7 years of building the temple, God, that we would stay focused, and that 10 years later we'll be able to look back and give you glory and be encouraged and be thankful once again for what you have been doing. So Lord, I pray that you would do something in our lives, God, today. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Let's pray together for our church. Let's pray for our community that are going through cancer. Let's pray for our friends and church members, families that are going through cancer. Let's pray together. Let's go to the next slide. Let's pray for those that need healing as well as salvation. Let's pray that the mercy of God would be revealed to them, and that they would give their hearts to the Lord, and that they would also experience healing. Let's pray for those that are going through various infirmities in our church and in the families of our church members. Let's pray for healing for our friends. Let's pray for those of us that are looking for a job. Let's pray for breakthrough. Let's pray for provision. Let's pray for God's favor upon our friends. Let's go to our mission focus for today. Let's pray for Singapore and for our church plant there. Let's pray for Indonesia and our church plant here, SP Indonesia, with Pastor Salamat and also his connections in Kupang. And let's also pray for New York, SP New York. Ruth and Jess are the lay leaders of that community right now. So let's pray for them, and let's pray that they'll continue to grow as a church. So let's pray for our three church plants. Let's pray for our education ministries. Let's pray for Noah's Ark with Pastor Mary and Yiling as leaders of this ministry. For SP Youth and myself as I lead the youth group, and for SPU, and pray for Pastor Andrew as he leads that ministry. Let's pray for just the anointing of God over us and over all the teachers and leaders. Let's pray for the students to encounter God in a personal way. Let's pray. Let's pray for our prayer and healing ministry, intercessor prayer team. And Matt is the leader of that ministry. And The Well, which is our physical healing ministry. Let's pray for Pastor Ricky, and also for good transition as he moves to Shanghai. And let's pray for River, which is our inner healing ministry. And Rachel is heading up that ministry. So let's pray. Let's pray for all the ministers. Let's pray for all the prayer team members. Let's pray for protection for them, protection for their families. And let's also pray just for their work lives. Let's just pray for favor from the Lord, and for provision for everyone. So let's just pray for our prayer and healing team. Let's pray for our outreach ministry that's happening today on Thursdays, SP Lights and Homey Outreach. Let's just pray for the anointing of God to be upon our teams as they go out. Let's pray for God's protection and for a fruitful ministry to flow today. Let's pray for these two ministries. Father, thank you for this time. We thank you that we can pray for these various things, God. I thank you that you hear our prayers, God. As some of us, as we spend a little bit more time praying on our own, I pray, would you minister to us, God? I pray for that, just the nearness of God, Lord, that our people would be able to feel your presence, God, and just have that answering touch from the Lord today. And I pray as we go about our day, God, help us to be focused. God, help us to remember you and help us to glorify you in everything that we do. God, we love you. God, we worship and praise your name in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today.